Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antin. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning July 25th, Monday, and going to the last day of July, the 31st, on Sunday. And there is a new moon that will be coming in on Thursday the 28th at 1:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is all the times I'm going to be giving you, all for the Eastern Daylight Time Zone. And I have recorded a podcast. It's a 20-minute podcast. There are lots of important things to be known about the Leo New Moon. Seems like this is more and more the case as we go through these times that we're living through now. So do check it out on the blog page of ShelleyAntin.com, and it's been posted on Facebook, Astral Essence page as well. So let's get going, because I'm going to start out. It's also a week where I have to describe the fact that Jupiter is retrograding, and that's also on the 28th. At 4:37 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it's retrograding at the 8th degree of Aries. Well, if you are a Sagittarian, Sun Ascendant, or even, as an old ruler, a Pisces Sun or Ascendant, you will feel a little bit of a slowdown, and maybe it continues for the whole of the retrograde cycle. And the retrograde cycle will take it back into Pisces. And that movement back into Pisces will occur in October, on the 29th of October. It will go direct in Pisces on the 23rd of November. And then it gets back to Aries on the 20th of December. So you are in for a little bit of a ride, a little nostalgia coming in, perhaps, when it goes back to Pisces. Perhaps that particular time frame will give us a little more rain and help ease some of the drought areas, which are having really hard time right now. And the temperatures, all the Aries quality, that fire quality, is, you know, one of the aspects of having Jupiter expand in this fire sign of Aries. So we may be, you know, kind of getting a little relief. And then it will go back into Aries. Of course, it will actually go really quickly through Aries and into Taurus once it moves ahead. So, you know, let's hope something has been done to aid and assist some of the issues we're facing at this time in terms of planetary. Now, in terms of personal, which we all have our charts, and yes, if we are, you know, a Sag or a Pisces, rising or ascendant, it's a Jupiter retrograde that affects us, yes. But we all have houses in the birth chart that may have Sagittarius and Pisces on the cusp. And those are the places where we all will feel that lag time, you know. And in general, when we're trying to expand something, the time to try to expand it isn't the time of the retrograde. So you may have projects and you have ideas about things you want to start or begin. And so one of the things, of course, is that we are in the waning cycle of the solar year, but that's not completely a problem. Jupiter direct would be a lot better for you to actually do launches of things, you know, Jupiter direct. And so you're looking at basically the 23rd of November, and that is at 6:02 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. So after that, if you want to open or launch in a big way, wait till then. I'm telling myself that because I do have a book that I'm self-publishing, and I'm really going great guns on that right now. And I had thought maybe October, but now that I'm looking at Jupiter going direct and at the end of November, I'm thinking, you know, December, you know, maybe just a big launch. It would be a great gift for Christmas. But yeah, that's what I'm telling other people. Although Jupiter does not rule my house of publishing or my midheaven, so maybe it's not as much. But you see, that's why it's always good to have an individual chart reading, because there are so many factors that we can't address in general forecasts. But, you know, we can say those things about expansion slowing down a bit and the internalization of this expansion and the review. Review of those first degrees of Aries and those last degrees of Pisces. And we do know that it was on the eighth degree for a long, long time. So if you had planets in the other, in actually Aries or the other fire signs that were on 8 degrees, you were having a really nice experience from Jupiter for that. And maybe, you know, if it was your ascendant or your midheaven, also very helpful. And let's see, you know, we are looking at the fact that it will be on the eighth degree for just a little bit, because as we know, listeners to this experience, it takes a little time for the retrograde to start moving on its own. But we may be hearkening back in our review all the way back to those last degrees of Pisces in April. So then you would be looking at the Aries issues for Jupiter, like, you know, what we've been seeing. You know, when Mars and Jupiter went into Aries, there was just so much violent stuff that was going on. And that was a really unfortunate time period. We slowed down a little, did you notice, when Mars went into Taurus, but we still have that experience of the Jupiter in Aries. And that first started on the 11th of May in 2020. So April for the Pisces energies. And then, you know, looking back at the fact that we are also trying to expand our consciousness and learn something bigger about the areas. And with Pisces, you know, it had to do with our consciousness, our sensitivities, our psychic abilities, but also our ability to be, you know, completely gulled, you know, being gullible to the, you know, theories. And, you know, we've seen that. I don't have to tell you about it. You know what I mean. And then in the movement into Aries, especially also having Chiron here and now retrograde in Aries, we're expanding our consciousness about what war is and why it is and what aggression looks like. It's not just the fact that people are doing that. We have a notable example, but there are plenty of other places where aggression and war is being ongoing. Like, how come? I mean, I actually am old enough to remember a time when I don't believe that the United States was at war. It was brief, very brief, let's be honest, you know, because we did engage in a lot of other countries, even if we weren't, quote, at war, quote, with them. So what are we learning? Are we expanding our consciousness about this? Have we gotten to a point where we can see something bigger? You know, how about in our own lives, you know, and we look at the results of being angry or aggressive, you know, arguing. Have we learned some things about that? And have we learned how to be happy with our individual expression and not need approval or not need to fight about it, you know? These are really good lessons that Jupiter and Aries can give the individual, how to expand the self and the consciousness of that great I am, which is important to know. Because when I say things to you like, well, you know, we've got Uranus and Taurus and you've got vision and your energy is making things happen, can make things happen, it's also good to recognize the power of that I am, because that is the part, that individuated identity that is doing that visioning, you know. So you've got to have a, you know, kind of a positive relationship with the I am presence. Otherwise, you know, who's this person? Who's doing that visioning? Yeah. So remembering, going back to expand into the philosophy of how you came to be and whether you are just your body or is there something else? What actually did come in to have this life experience? So good things to review during the retrograde of Jupiter in Aries. And again, when it retrogrades back in late October, 29th of October, into Pisces, to review some of the Pisces issues. You know, Jupiter expanding in Pisces was also the expansion of victimization energies. You know, we sort of have forgotten all about it, but, you know, we can take a look at that too and, you know, try to see where we put our energy and how did that create for us, you know. So, lots you can learn during the retrograde of Jupiter, but having to deal with the slowdown of expansion is one of them. So that doesn't mean you don't prepare. You've got a lot to do when you want to get something to move forward. And so this is not a time to just stop. Mercury is not retrograde yet. Oh, but that is coming. Of course it is. And now that I've mentioned it, I better tell you when. There's the next Mercury retrograde on the 9th day of September. September through the second day of October. And right at the very end of the year, the 29th day of December, we have one also. So, yeah, it's 4 retrogrades this year, and those are when they happen. So, you know, those are the times that, you know, we tell you, don't start something new, don't this and that, whatever. But you can, you know, take your cues from, you know, this time period is, and looking for the September blip in there where you're saying, this isn't the time for me to move forward. So what else is happening this week? There's other things happening, and there's a buildup of something coming also, which we will talk about when we get to the 31st. But when we start Monday, the 25th, the moon in Gemini is squaring Neptune in Pisces. And that is the energy that we wake up with. That was the last aspect for Gemini moon. So it sort of carries a little bit of its essence into the rest of the transit, which is until 1:54 p.m. on Monday when the moon enters Cancer. So this 4:14 a.m. was when it was exact. So it may not be as emphatic, but it will sort of be the lingering nebulous quality. There may be some issues with travel and weather, and also just not the time for you to go searching for facts that will be helpful to you. When the moon enters Cancer, it's going towards the square to Jupiter, which is at that point stationing or standing still so that it can retrograde. And that is until 7:35 a.m. on Tuesday. So you've got the excessive issue going on. And you also have the lunar need for emotional security and cozy comforting and stuff like that, dealing with the expansion of individual self, which is not really that cozy partner. So 7:35 a.m., that's what it's looking like, and also warnings about overdoing, overeating, overspending, all that kind of stuff. And we have a delightful passage of time when Moon in Cancer joins Venus in Cancer until 10:54 a.m. So that's a couple of, you know, hours and a little more. So you can feel the energies that you wanted to feel if you're the lunar energy, wanting some cozy comfort. And you'll probably do some self-care. And that might include having a nice breakfast or brunch, because this is the foodie sign of Cancer. But also communing with others who have the same feelings. Venus and Cancer valuing also the Cancerian energy. Of course, the moon rules Cancer, so it's very strong in this sign. However, it is a fourth quarter moon, which means it's starting to be very like a sliver on Monday evening, and you know, we may be in that balsamic already by the time you get to Tuesday evening. So the moon is waning. And it moves on to sextile, though, Mars and Taurus until 7:57 p.m., which, but for the square of Mercury and Leo to Mars and Taurus at 3:13 p.m., provides us with a very positive day to get some mundane things done, especially in terms of home, real estate, garden, kitchen, you know, all, you know, personal finance, you know, stuff like that is being helped. But Mercury in Leo has very dramatic and fixed opinions about finance, and it's going to try to impact Mars and Taurus, which is really like, forget about it. And that can turn into an argument or a fight if you indulge that energy. Just let go if you can. There are fixed signs. Anything that's said at that point will not be easily forgotten. Fixed signs hold on to stuff, not just Scorpio, but all the fixed signs are fixed, you know. So it's not a great time to be at odds with others. After 7:57 p.m., Moon is going sextile Uranus and Taurus until 3:36 a.m. on Wednesday. So that's a nice cycle because, you know, you have open ideas, new ideas, maybe new foods to explore. You know, it's bringing in intuitive about what to do as things move on, and maybe bringing in some ideas for you to put in your new moon list of, you know, intentions for the next cycle. The psychic lines are open wide as the moon in Cancer trines retrograde Neptune in Pisces on Wednesday until 4:58 p.m. So that's kind of makes Wednesday a good day for spiritual pursuits, creative pursuits, you know, finding out reasoning, motivations behind other people's behaviors and stuff like that. But it's a drifty energy. It's a soft energy. So it's not going to be the day to really try to move mountains or anything like that. The final aspect at this point in time for the Cancer moon is the opposition to Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn, and that's Wednesday at 8:54 p.m. So once you get past about 5 o'clock, you've got that difficulty between, again, the lunar need and the Pluto focus and elsewhere, you know, outer world, my kingdom and my power, you know, kind of energy. So it's not congenial. That's a void, of course, Cancer moon. Now, that takes us to the Leo moon on 2:36 a.m. Eastern Time on the 28th, and the first aspect is the new moon at 1:55 p.m. on Thursday. So again, there's 20 minutes worth of me discussing this. It's important. It's at 5 degrees of Leo. If you know where that is in your chart, that is where the new moon takes place. That is where something ends, in a sense, about how you're thinking and behaving. And something new is going to come out if you have intentions intentionally. And if not, it'll just happen. So as we come out of that new moon, the moon is going trine Jupiter in Aries at 8:03 p.m., but it's trine a retrograde Jupiter again. So whenever a planet is trine a retrograde planet, or sextile even, or if it's a good conjunct, things look better at that moment than they will turn out to be. It doesn't mean that they won't be good at all. It just means that, you know, the retrograde factor is slowing it down, or, you know, making something likely to shift after the direct motion occurs. Okay, so keep that in mind. Also coming in while the moon is trine Jupiter retrograde is Mercury square Uranus in Taurus now at 5:16 p.m. Trying again, Mercury, eh? You know, guess what? You're not going to move Uranus in Taurus either, even though Uranus is more open to have a new idea. Not necessarily your idea. So keep at it again of those conversations about finance, how we should, and this and that. The values are not the same. So that's coming in while moon is going to the trine. And moon now will move to a square to Mars in Taurus until 11:38 a.m. on Friday the 29th. So, fixed sign squares, again, fixed planets don't shift their position. Moon in Leo, very needing of being recognized as a leader and royal indeed, and also wanting that attention. And, well, Mars in Taurus, also very fixed in its direction and movement and passions and desires. This is not a nice dance. You know, you should sit that dance out and sit out the next one too, because that's Moon in Leo square to Uranus in Taurus until 3:48 p.m. on Friday the 29th. So this is, you know, just Leo, you know, watch those big paws coming out to slam people, because you may get a very big backlash if you do that. But you'll have someone to commiserate with. It's absolutely on your page when Moon joins Mercury in Leo, 7:49 p.m. Yeah, Mercury has his own stories, right? Already been through that. Yeah, been there, done that. You know, throwing away the T-shirt kind of feeling. But it's also a time to remember something when the Moon joins Mercury. We may be overly attached to what we think in terms of feelings. You know, what I feel and what I think become one. So, you know, just be aware that people are like that right then. They're very, very emotionally concerned with their own ideas. So as long as you're on the same page, you won't have a problem. But now Moon in Leo will oppose retrograde Saturn in Aquarius. So it's after about 8 o'clock on Friday evening in the Eastern time zone. And that goes until Saturday, right after midnight, 12:29 a.m. Eastern. So this is not, you know, we've had some Good Fridays. This isn't one of them, and I don't mean to make a pun about Good Friday. Actually, it's the Islamic New Year that begins at sundown on Friday, not in a very auspicious realm at that time. But we have Saturday with at least a void, of course, Leo moon until 2:11 p.m. So there may be activities and affection and attention and, you know, just all kinds of nice vibes. But we're going to be waiting till 2:11 p.m. for the moon to go into Virgo. And we're going to be waiting a very long time for her to get to her. And I say Virgo is she, you know, of course she is, goddess of grains. She's going to sextile Venus in Cancer on the 31st at 11:19 p.m. So there's this whole long stretch. It hasn't quite gotten there yet. And you're sort of feeling like it may be a good idea to do something about my health and my diet. It may be a nice idea to clean up the kitchen and get it more organized, or maybe I have to do something with the bedroom and stuff like that. You can be thinking about it, maybe not quite getting to it, and there's these planetary issues in your way. It starts with the Mercury in Leo, of course, having to go opposite retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 2:05 a.m. on Sunday. So that's the energy coming in for the evening on Saturday. So don't talk about plans for the future. Don't get into it about people and groups and issues. Don't do it. You know, you've got an astrologer telling you. Lucky you. So speaking of lucky you, Sunday we get the Sun in Leo trine to retrograde now. Jupiter in Aries, 6:36 p.m. So we may be feeling a little bit more upbeat, I should say, probably a lot more upbeat on Sunday. And even though, again, it's a retrograde Jupiter, things may not pan out exactly as we think, at least we feel good. Take it. I'll take that. And you can also know that there are two trines coming after the sextile to Venus at 11:19 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, which is a trine to Mars and Taurus that will come in Monday morning, 1:35 a.m., and a trine to Uranus in Taurus, which comes in at 2:30 a.m. Monday. Now, I have to tell you something, because you start to feel it this week, and it's pretty strong when you get to Sunday, but it's not quite there yet. And that's the famous triple conjunction that people are talking about. I do mention it in the podcast for the new moon. But it is the Mars-Uranus conjunction is exact on Monday at 7:53 p.m. And the triple quality is that they're conjunct the North Node. And I will tell you that something's going to happen, because Mars joining Uranus isn't going to be a quiet thing. It never is quiet, you know, because there's action with surprising change. So what could it be? Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on right now. I mean, one of the things, you know, people talk about the weather, but you can't really, in a planetary sense, yes, we're having incredible heat. They're having incredible cold in the south. We're having extremes all the time now, in case you hadn't noticed. And it makes me wonder if something else has to come to make the world notice enough to actually put aside the petty issues, which will look completely worthless if there's nothing, you know, left. So maybe, to me, Taurus is the Earth itself. The Earth is going to speak to us because it's a North Node conjunction. It's something that has to take place for us to evolve. That's the way to read that. So no matter what it looks like, I mean, something else that's taking place in the world, which is more Taurian than not, and also involves Mars, because Mars involves the army and the troops and things like that, but this is happening in China, where there's a difficult economic situation going on, and people are trying to take their personal resources, that's Taurus, out of their bank, and the army has come in to stop them from doing that. Okay, now I'm not actually aware of whether or not taking their personal resources out of the bank would make things worse, or they should be allowed to have their money, or, you know, I'm not engaged in that conversation here. When I say this is actually showing the aspect, but the conjunction to Uranus, they were showing Mars and Taurus, the army involved in your personal finances, okay, or some, you know, actions like that. So we can have some actions take place too, but the Uranus quality is the sudden, whoa, what happened? Okay, yes. So there are so many things going on, and the United States is not the only place that receives the aspects, right? I mean, we're focused on it here if we happen to be listeners who live here. But we can also see that there are many things where people are starting to be concerned about personal resources, concerned about things that are going on in their personal property. I would be if I were in areas where there are fires and, you know, all kinds of drought, and I would be very concerned now. So something, Mars and Taurus, Uranus conjunct North Node, is going to cause something to take place. So be aware of that. These are days to be aware of. You know, it was back when I was doing that 1 year's worth of writing for the a magazine kind of version of the year that was coming out and sort of diluted quite a bit. But when I had to do January of 2021, and I was looking ahead at the inauguration day, and I saw, and we had Mars in Aries on January 6th of 2021, and it moved to Taurus during the time when the Capitol was being stormed by whoever you think did it. I don't care. I saw it happen. It was very hard to see. Okay, so we are a year, a year and more later, as we have been going through watching this event again, through the investigations, and it's hard to watch, but you can see the same energy, except for the North Node that wasn't there, but you had this Mars and Aries go to Mars and Taurus, and Mars was going to join Uranus was at lower degrees, so we had big upheaval energies, right? Okay, here it is. Let's see what happens, you know. And again, because it's a North Node, if it's going to be something personal in your life, start feeling this out. Start taking, you know, what is it that I have to? New Moon, what do I have to say? Not serving me anymore. Let go before something makes me let go. Or, you know, what is the premonition that my intuition, Uranus, is telling me? What should I follow that? Is this the time? Yeah, think about those things. And that's what I'd like to say to you for this week's weekly astrology forecast. And I do, of course, always wish you the best with it, whatever it is that's coming along. I'm here to give you readings if you need them. And I'll say goodbye for now.